we already have a phone call. And this is a very cool dude, a fellow who had a show on the station for several months the year before and into this year. He left to do a similar program on a college station.
And he was, it's because he was intimidated by us.
Well, he saw you, and then he saw me, and he's like, do I really want to be associated with a radio station that has these people on?
He was just afraid of fighting against the craptacular.
wouldn't you be? Anyway, his name is Mike Shimeri. He's on the phone with us, hopefully. Mike, are you there?
I'm here.
Mike, how you doing?
Are you having a craptacular New Year?
What's that?
Are you having a craptacular New Year?
Well, it's not quite the New Year yet. Still about 2.5 hours to go.
So is it a craptacular old year?
Well,
let's kick the hell out of 2006 while we're at it.
So, Mike, how was your year? How was your 2006?
It was very up and down. It was a good year for my show, but there were some points when it was a bad year for my show, but more good than bad.
What was your show?
My show was the Mike Shimeri Show over at CW Post, WCWP, Web Radio, WCWP, and they also have an FM station. I did a few shows on there throughout the year. Over alumni weekend for homecoming back in October.
When you send out Christmas cards, Mike, does it say "Have a Shimeri Christmas"?
Oh. I didn't think of that, and no,
never?
I haven't done that yet.
Oh my God, I would so have a Shimeri Christmas and a Shimeri Hanukkah too.
I wish you a Shimeri a Christmas. So, by the way,
we wish you a Shimeri Christmas. We wish you a Shimeri. Oh my God, there's so much you could do.
Well, we're Jews. We shouldn't be wishing everybody Shimeri anything. Shimeri Hanukkah, Shimeri Kwanzaa, also.
Yeah,
that's been a day or two. Yeah, and so
Kwanzaa is now. We're in the middle of Kwanzaa.
Oh, Kwanzaa
ends tomorrow, Tuesday.
Because did you realize the program director Tom Ross, who was going to be calling in hopefully sometime in the next hour or two, mentioned that this is actually a really important day, tomorrow is, for black people, because historically it had something to do with, it was the day that the emancipation, which was proclaimed, actually went into effect. And so I forget what it's called. It's either Awakening Day.
So can we play like I'm Free from Tommy then?
We could if I had the CD with me. It's not like we have iTunes here, Jeff. But Mike, tell us about what show you were doing.
Again, I was doing the Mike Shimeri Show. It's a contemporary, well, it was, for one more week anyway, a contemporary jazz instrumental show.
Mm-hmm.
I used to say smooth jazz, but I've kind of moved away from that.
Okay, so it's
took me a few years to figure that out.
So what kind of artists would you generally play on your program?
Well, mostly David Benoit. He was the biggest.
He got airballed.
Played the most.
I knew, Jeff, you were going there.
Gyro Gyra.
He just saw my eyes go, woo! I hear Benoit.
Yeah, okay. Don't egg him on. All right, so, and who else did you see? Spyro Gyra.
The Rippingtons. Bob James.
I have no idea who this is.
well, a lot of rap and hip-hop artists.
Really?
Enthusiasts know who he is, because he's been sampled a lot.
Do you ever sample any James Brown?
No, but he was a great man. I loved his music and never got played on my show, but he was a great musician. And
well, maybe
I
you can get the psychic lady to channel him for you.
So let me ask you something. You say your show is ending now on WCWP Web Radio.
That's right. Well, Web Radio WCWP.
What happened? Were they worried about the craptacular beating the crap out of you?
I don't think that was a problem. I just decided it's time to move on.
We are moving on to.
Yeah, right.
The last show is this Friday morning at 10 a.m.
And when you say it's...
And where can they hear the last show?
Where can they hear it?
Yeah.
They can hear it at www.webradiowcwp.org.
So that's literally an internet portal just for CW Post Radio? Yes. It's not on like AM or FM. It's only on the web.
It's on FM, but if you're on campus.
Oh, I see. But it also streams on that website. Yes. And how long is it? 2 hours or an hour or what?
My show.
Mm-hmm.
It is 2 hours. It has been 2 hours for 182 shows before this. This will be the 183rd and final show.
183rd, counting the year. How long were you at GBB?
I was from 10 months, from July 2004 to May 2005. 43 shows. The show I did there was called The Instrumental Invasion.
That's
and by
right.
there, I mean here at WGBB.
Here at WGBB, AM 1240.
AM 1240, WGBB.
So what are you looking for in 2007? What are your hopes, first of all, work-wise and radio-wise?
Well, I'm actually, earlier today, I was working on the...
Jeff said cash. I don't know if that came through.
I'm working on a pilot radio show that I may send to different stations or perhaps syndicators. The other option is to stay on internet radio and perhaps do a show there.
Have you approached the two biggies? And Jeff just made a tremendously and wonderful burp, which is the kind of craptacular that we're going for tonight. No, but have you made an approach or pitched, or how's that been going?
I haven't really done anything yet. I've just been working on the pilot so far, and haven't done much else. I'm just getting ready for the last show on Friday morning.
Cool. Now, what do you do? What's your day job? What do you actually do?
My day job?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I don't really do much else at the moment. The radio show is pretty much it.
Oh, good. Okay, yeah. Well, do you have sponsors, or is it mostly...
No, there are no sponsors here.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's right. It's college radio.
Yes.
I know the feeling, because Jeff and
Long Island University, I think, is the sponsor.
Very nice of them. So, okay, Jeff and I do another program. In fact, at the end of our New Year's party here on WGBB, we're literally getting in a car and going up to Stony Brook to be on the air from 3 until 6 in the morning there.
That sounds safe.
On WSB. We're going to drive among all the people on the road.
We'll be dodging drunks all the way up to North Shore.
Exactly. But it's cool. I mean, and obviously, that's a free-form college-based radio station, too. So it has
where they love
advantages.
Us, by the way.
I'm sorry?
Where they love us.
Well, so far we've gotten some good feedback.
We're a hit.
Yes. Actually, relative to, you know...
Because 4 people said they liked it.
So, how? By the way, you married? Do you have kids?
I'm a single 25-year-old man.
Woohoo, man! So, how are you dating?
I'm not dating at the moment. I'd like to be dating, though.
Well, are you going?
What are you looking for? Yeah. We'll have a date alert.
What am I? What?
What are you looking for? We can do kind of a MySpace.
Are you a legs man, a butt man?
Well, I am on MySpace, and I also have my own website.
Mm. Ooh. And he's not a bad-looking guy, folks. He's 25 years old.
And who wouldn't want someone with their own website?
By the way, would you like me to plug the website as long as I'm here?
Sure, as long as it's not a commercial website, go for it.
It's not a commercial, well, I don't know.
And what's your address on MySpace, because you want all the dates?
It's myspace.com/MikeShimeri, MikeShimeri. And if you remember how I spelled Mike Shimeri, go to MikeShimeri.com. That is the big
spell Shimeri again.
Chimeri.
It's like Chimera, but with an I instead of an A on the
yes.
end.
Oh, my God. I
never thought of it
like
that.
It's like Chimeri. Spelled,
what is it? It's Chimeri. Chimeri. Oh, no, I forgot. Okay.
Spell it again, Mike.
And what's that?
Spell Chimeri.
One more time.
Chimeri.
You are correct. Your next word.
What do I win?
No, well, you haven't won the spelling bee yet. You've just gotten your last name.
And remember that, Mike, you are talking to Jeff Goodman, who was a winner, or will be a winner.
Oh, that's right.
On The Price is Right. Literally, if everybody watches TV.
I will be called on down.
On January 29th, on The Price is Right with Bob Barker. Jeff went there. He was called a couple of weeks ago. It's pre-taped, obviously.
He was taped on December 2nd, 7th, a day that will live in infamy, strangely enough.
Not for you. You did. Tell the people what you've won, Jeff Goodman.
No, let them watch the show.
January 29th on CBS. You know, we're plugging everything else except our...
And wait till you see how embarrassing it is. It's a good thing you don't even know me.
Yeah, Jeff is someone to see. If people don't know what he looks like, well...
Turn on Channel 2 at 11 o'clock.
Make sure you have a widescreen TV, ladies and gentlemen. I'm kidding. I'm just
January 29th.
Just teasing.
Yep. That's a Monday morning.
Monday morning. And you don't be late, because I'm very good at the pricing games.
Bum-bum. And it's one of the last shows that... Well, I think, no, this is probably still the second half of the season.
Bob will go on till about May or June.
May or June. But, you know, Barker's retiring at the end of the year.
They wanted me to be a Barker's beauty, but I said, you know, I'm really busy with the radio show and everything.
Did he grab your hiney anyway, or...
No. That's between me and Bob.
Or was it Bill Todman who kind of called you over? Anyway, Mike Shimeri... remind everybody one more time where they can hear your very last episode of your show.
They can hear it at webradio.wcwp.org.
When?
I was going to get to that.
Oh,
Friday
sorry.
Morning, January 5th, 2007, at 10 o'clock.
In the morning.
In the morning.
Two-hour show.
Now, how much have you been enjoying the Craptacular?
Been liking it so far, but there's still more of it to go. We're only about a half hour in.
That's right, but it's just unbelievably Craptacular, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's so good. We may do it over again. We'll just stay here for 8 hours instead of four.
We'll do gospel, though, for the next
And we'll count down something every hour. I was thinking of doing, like, an inaccurate countdown. Just counting down now. Like 10, 9. What does it really matter?
Happy 9:30!
I woke up in the morning, and it was already New Year's in China. Then I put on the thing, and it says, Happy New Year. There's a building blowing up with fireworks. I'm like, it's over. It's already done. What am I bothering?
I know.
Yeah. But anyway,
at noon, one of my friends in Thailand wrote me an email saying Happy New Year.
Oh, by the way, a rotten thing happened there today. It was something, like these car bombs. 20 of them went off in Baghdad. I saw a Yahoo.
Oh, in Baghdad?
Not Baghdad. No.
In Bangkok?
Bangkok. Pardon me.
No way.
I've got Yahoo up here, but I don't. Talk to the people, Jeff and Mike.
Oh, my God. Something bad happened in Thailand? That's not good. Mike, what do you think about Thailand?
I really don't have a stance on Thailand. I think it's a nice country, though.
It's the best place on earth. It's the land of smiles.
Any thoughts on Eddie Cantor, ladies and gentlemen? Eddie Cantor or Eddie? No, Eddie Cantor did die about 40 years ago. See, it's Bangkok, and then if anybody knows
what happened,
I'm trying to find them.
Google Bangkok. They love being Googled, by the way.
Well, who doesn't?
No, but it's a Bangkok.
Stop it.
Thailand, Bangkok, Thailand. It's a G-rated show. But that's how it's spelled. B-A-N-K-O-K.
No, I know. I'm doing it now. Deadly bombs in Bangkok celebration. Not to bring everybody down, but 9 bombs exploded across Bangkok as the Thai capital celebrated the new year, killing 2 people and driving thousands of revelers home.
Where?
But they're thinking it's not like Muslim extremists. I don't know what the heck it is. Where? In Bangkok.
Where? Bangkok's a big city.
All right, hold on. I'll try and give you the street address.
Okay.
So I'll tell you the license numbers of the cars that went off.
Could you?
Washington Post. Okay, I'll expand the window on this.
I'm so glad you explained everything you do.
Well, so there's not
breathe
that air.
Breathe in, breathe out.
That's the
breathe
liveness
in,
of this. That's people know we're here live. It's 9:28 p.m., by the way, on December 31st, 2006, last day of the year.
And we're counting down to 9:30.
2 waves of bombings, 6 nearly simultaneous explosions late Sunday night there, killed 2, injured 26.
Where?
Some initially mistook the sound of the bombs for fireworks, duh. Mm-hmm. The mayor canceled major public celebrations, sent home about 5,000 who were gathered in Central World Plaza, which is the downtown venue for the main
one of the downtown venues.
Let's see. After midnight, 3 more bombs went off near the same plaza.
Okay. Really?
Yeah, okay, that's apparently where it was.
Hmm, okay. Well, that's a pretty big plaza.
National Police Chief General Ajirawat Suphanphiti.
Don't even try to pronounce the name.
I'm not. I just did. You should have warned me before. Said he did not believe insurgents were behind the attacks in Bangkok, a major international banking and technology hub for Asia. Apparently there's a small band of radical Muslim insurgents in that country.
There's in the south, yes.
That's what they're worried about, but apparently it doesn't seem to be them. They've never been this violent or doing something like this.
Wow, I wonder who would be so mean to do that to Bangkok.
On New Year's yet. I don't know.
Hmm.
I mean, you figure Baghdad would make more sense, obviously, with everything that's going on. By the way, Mike, you still there?
I'm still here. I've been listening, and I've been waiting patiently.
Big, big news, first of all, New York Jets in the playoffs. They won today 23-3, and... 3,000 dead. Yes, we have 3,000 dead American soldiers in Iraq. We hit that big number. I was so wondering whether we would make it, but God knows we have. So there we go. We'll probably hit like 3,000. Oh, no, it's 2007 over there, isn't it already?
Yes.
So hey, everybody, we've accomplished it. Mission accomplished. We killed 3,000 of our young men.
And one Saddam Hussein.
Oh, yeah. Well, well, that brings that full circle. We were just talking about him at the very beginning of the show. So we will be... He's probably been cut down already, but we'll be hanging around until 1 o'clock on the New Year's Eve Craptacular, ladies and gentlemen, on WGBB AM 1240. Mike Shamari, thanks so much for hanging with us. I wish you best of luck in Aught 7.
Well, thank you very much.
And Mike,
best of luck to you.
For and happy 9:30, everybody. Woo! 9:30! Woo!
Yeah. Let's dip in. Bye, Mike. Have a great one.